Just a few years ago, it was rare for a county to have a problem-solving court, a separate track for high-risk, high-needs offenders most likely to get into trouble again and again. But problem-solving courts have spread, winning over skeptics by proving their value to the criminal justice system. McLean County has three such courts: drug court, recovery court for those with serious mental illness, and a new one for veterans. Around 600 judges, lawyers, law enforcement officers, and mental health and substance abuse treatment professionals met last week in Normal. GLT's Ryan Dunham was there and spoke to Judge Jeffrey Ford, the president of the Illinois Association of Problem-Solving Courts, about the future of this approach to criminal justice and behavior modification.
I have a guy right now who used to be basically a gangbanger who is now working at Burger King and loving it. And he gets, you know, insults from all the old people that used to be around, but he's realized life is so much better this way. And you can't imagine when first gets a job working at Burger King how excited he was. And I have a lot of people like that. We've had graduates now who are, I have them working all over in Champaign-Urbana. They have moved up their managers in different places. They've started their own businesses and doing well. And these are people who really never worked much in their life. Mm-hmm. So instead of taking away from the tax base, they're adding to it. Families are staying together. DCFS isn't getting called. There's less police reports on these people. And I'd have people who'd been to the penitentiary numerous times, kept them out of the penitentiary, kept them in their home, and just now they're thriving.
To a layman like me, it seems that problem-solving courts are a relatively new thing for the state of Illinois, but is it actually true? How long have they been around in this type of format?
I didn't realize, but in 1991, I took over traffic court in Champaign County, and I changed the way we did DUIs, and it wasn't for another 10 years before the research came out on drug courts that I was really running a drug court for DUIs, which is now called a DUI court. And it was, the first drug court was in 1989 in Miami, and then they've kind of gone from there. But they're in all 50 states. They're in countries all over the world now. And then, of course, mental health courts and mental health courts came on after that.
So in McLean County here at Bloomington Normal, we have, I believe, a drug court, a recovery court for those with serious mental illness, and most recently added a veterans court. So where does that put us in terms of other counties around the state? Is it pretty common to have that kind of mix, or are we an outlier in some way?
No, you're not an outlier. In a mental health court, you don't get as many people as you would in a drug court. Veterans courts are harder just because, again, there are veterans out there, but not everybody qualifies, and some don't want it. Some counties can establish them. In Champaign County, we basically have a track in our drug court for veterans where when I have a veteran, I call the VA. We're working on a mentorship program for mentors for them, so this would be a special thing. But no, most counties that have the financial ability to do so will have drug court and try and have a mental health court and veterans court also.
And you mentioned financial ability. So what are some of the limits of problem-solving courts? Is there, beyond the limit to the volume of cases you can take on, do you find that there are limits that the public should know about?
Well, one of the limits we need is that we need a certain population. We're wasting money if we don't have medium to high risk, high needs. Because the research has shown they can do just as well on regular probation. And we can't mix those populations. If we put a high risk person in with a low needs person, what we're going to do is make that low needs person is going to become a better criminal, because we mix them together. So we can't mix the population. The problem that we're starting to have is that some politicians or other look at this and say, well, we should just open this up to everybody, and then you're just going to dilute the monetary value the savings that we're having and the effectiveness of it, because we're going to end up mixing populations too. So if we stay with the distinct populations that the research says we get the best results from, that's where we should be. Now, again, they're voluntary, so a lot of people don't want to. A lot of people are very comfortable in their addiction. They know they can do the time in the penitentiary, the time in the jail. They'll get out. They can just go back to using again. Addiction never really goes away. A lot of what we teach in the drug court is how to handle situations. First, how to change people, places, and things to keep you away from those situations. But this is life. You're going to end up in a situation like that. How do you handle it so you don't relapse? Mm-hmm. And so it's very difficult, because the brain doesn't forget these things and they don't forget the drugs.
Champaign County Judge Jeffrey Ford says another recent development in problem-solving courts is that individual counties now have to prove they're meeting the Illinois Supreme Court's standards for how these courts should work. Judge Ford is head of the Illinois Association of Problem-Solving Courts, which drew 600 people to Normal for its conference. He spoke with GLT's Ryan Denham.